At a community center in the Upper Valley, people with special needs are encouraged to find their spark. About one in five people in Vermont are living with a disability. VPR's Rebecca Sinanis has this story about the community and resources for those Vermonters in the Upper Valley.
On a quiet, rainy afternoon before Halloween weekend, John Fenley waltzes into the Spark Center, swinging his multicolored cape and medieval-style cap. He's one of the co-founders of the Spark Community Center in Lebanon, New Hampshire. Their mission is
to provide a welcoming place where the lives of all people of differing abilities are enriched through a sense of community.
Fenley's large frame and bigger personality takes up the warehouse room where Spark is located. It's filled with sofas, ping pong tables, computers, and crafting materials. Fenley had a rare brain tumor early in life, which left him legally blind, among other challenges. But through them, he found what he was really good at.
Through my experience of dealing with those trials early on in my life, when I had to go through surgeries at 3, 5, 8, and 10, I got to find passions that I had, like drawing, when I was recovering. I loved cartooning. And so, you know, I found this joy to the point where now I still get a kick when I see someone walking around with a Spark Community Center t-shirt, because it's like, oh my God, that's my artwork, you know?
Fenley designed the Spark Center logo. He hopes that the center can encourage people with all needs to find their individual spark.
You know, that's what we strive to do here. Just look at the spark that they have. Find out what their joy is, what their passion is. You just need to find a way to go that extra distance, and that's what we strive to do here.
Fenley says about 30 people come in every day. The Spark Center is the only one of its kind in New Hampshire since it opened about 2.5 years ago. But it's one of a handful of social services for people with special needs in the area. Zach's Place in Woodstock, the Regional Autistic Program in Hartford, and Regional Tech Center, to name a few. The Special Needs Support Center is another one. Every year, they throw the Happenings Halloween Dance, bringing people of all abilities from across the region together. Black cats, witches, and football players monster mash, wheel, and dance their way across the hall. Brenda Walker acts as a personal mentor. Walker says she's learned as much from the people she works with as they have from her.
I feel they offer gifts that the general population won't or can't give you. And the thing is, it's not what you can't do, it's what you can do. And really, that's the mindset. And Spark really promotes that, because there's so many things that go on over there that helps development and growth.
Vermont's three delegates have all signed off on the national bill, the Disability Integration Act. Vermont is the only state to have all of its delegates championing the bill. It would bring better access to caretakers and organizations like Spark across the country. For VPR News, I'm Rebecca Sinanis in Norwich.